An older gentleman sweeps a concrete walkway with a broom. He's dressed in typical golfer's gear with a blue striped shirt tucked into crisp white pants. His name? Daniel McDonald. He's the owner of Grand Slam Golf and Baseball in Decatur.
I've owned it since 2005. I had a partner originally and I bought them out about 4 years ago.
McDonald's had a long history with the driving range.
Well, I worked here as a teaching professional starting in 1984.
And over the years, he says a lot of famous people would come by to swing a golf club or a baseball bat.
Mickey Mantle used to hit balls here when he came in the summertime. Ernie Banks used to come and sit inside with me and talk about baseball on the couch. Dr. J, Barkley. Edwin Moses, the greatest hurdler of all time, could come here and hit balls and nobody would recognize him. He loved that.
McDonald only owns a business, not the land it sits on. He says the property owner sold it to make way for a townhouse development. Jeff Hamm's been a customer at the range for about 20 years. He says he's watched the area grow with more homes and more traffic. Hamm says he's disappointed to see the range close.
I just like the vibe here. You know, it's kind of low-key, not pretentious, kind of, you know, mom-and-pop kind of thing, homie.
A place where the owner still picks up golf balls himself. McDonald says he's worked pretty much every position at the driving range.
And at this point, I'm almost doing it all again.
At least until this Sunday, when Grand Slam Golf and Baseball will close its doors for good. For WABE News, I'm Miranda Hawkins.